morning, Brother Marlon here once again. Praise the Lord. Door forever. See that a lot. That makes this remind a lot, especially in those struggles. You realize that God truly is merciful. And not only does His mercy endure forever, but also we have the blood of the Lamb on our side as Christians. This morning I wanted to share out of Revelation 12. Sometimes Revelation is kind of one of those chapters that people, especially people who aren't born again, are a little scared to look at. It's kind of a frightful chapter in a way, given God's tremendous, horrific judgment upon the earth. But to me, it's a chapter of encouragement. A joyous chapter to me. There's some rough things coming for this world, but if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, you don't need to worry about this thing. This morning I'd like to read a couple verses starting in Revelation 12, speaking about the old dragon, Satan himself here, what's going to happen with him. Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and he was cast out too. I'm going to read the verse before that vision. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was there place down in the war in heaven. So that shows the old, what happened to Satan there. But then it goes on and says, it's obvious that he is the master of this world, he is the king of this world. And as an unbeliever, that's a fearful thing. But as a believer, that's a wonderful, it's not the thing that we are afraid of for this reason. And then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, which is the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved that not their lives to death." And that's where it encourages me. We can overcome him. We don't have to fear him. We don't have to sacrifice our lives to him. We can turn against him and resist him in the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. What a wonderful, powerful thing we have as Christians. Turn against something like that and just proclaim the blood of Jesus, and we are instantly. "Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Dwell to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil come down unto you. But in great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." So, it is true. He is the servant of this world. But we as Christians, you know, need to fear him. But you as a non-Christian, you get right with God, so you don't need to fear him. It's an awesome thought to realize that God is on our side. By the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, we can overcome. And it's as simple as this. Just a simple prayer. Simple crying out to God in time of need. Crying through the blood of Jesus is all you need. And Satan has to flee from the light. But to not worry so much about what Satan's doing, but to worry about where not to wonder what he's going to do next, where is he at, but to look to Jesus and to trust Jesus and to say, "You know, Jesus, you died on the cross. It's your blood that has set me free. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain on the cross. Take away our sins, take away our pain, take away our suffering, and to take away. To give us victory over the tempter and the wicked. wicked one of this world. Well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day. You continue to look to the Lord, trusting that by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, you can overcome anything that the old wicked serpent is at. God bless you.